All right, happy Wednesday and welcome to Herspiration Happy Hour Season 3. I don't even know what episode this on. I think this is like, what, 19?
Something like that.
19 or 20. It's terrible, you know. I have so much stuff going on that I can't even remember. I think it's either 19 or 20, which, you know, is a great milestone for us to be in Season 3 and doing. This is your unapologetic diva, Dr. G, and
this is Cortina Peters, aka the girlfriend therapist.
And we don't have our other member with us today due to just, you know, a little mini emergency that has risen. But, you know, Louisa Harrell, we are hoping that you feel better and will join us after the new year for our new year show. So for right now, this is our holiday show.
Yeah.
Are you ready for the holidays?
I am so ready.
You finished Christmas shopping and all of those things?
Oh yeah, that's done. That's done. I'm actually gifting my daughter a business for Christmas. So, you know, she has her Instagram page. I hope she's not by the door listening. It's an LLC. And so she can have her own business. She's her own boss and she can start hosting online poetry slams and things like that and writing clubs. And so she's 14 with a business.
Oh, that's super cute. You better hope she doesn't listen to this before Christmas.
Right.
You have just totally given it away. So now you can't even promote this, really. Because what will happen is somebody will probably leak it to her in advance if somebody listens to it.
I'll be like, that wasn't me, it was a decoy.
Oh, God. You know what? We haven't even started. What's our drink for today? What are we having?
So I think a good drink would be the Secret Santa.
Oh, so what's in a Secret Santa?
So for me, I think, you know, the Secret Santa is just going to be your Cremas, which is your Haitian version of Coquito.
Okay.
So that's like, you know, the alcoholic eggnog. And then our mocktail would just be regular eggnog.
Oh, yes, the perfect, you know, Christmas drink, although I don't drink it thanks to my allergy to eggs.
I don't drink.
No, I don't indulge in eggnog, coquito, or anything with, you know, that the recipe with eggs, of course. But, you know, to each his own and be merry. But I'm definitely ready for the holidays. I am done Christmas shopping. I have wrapped all of my gifts.
Ooh.
I'm very proud of myself because last year, when I say I was down like the day before, was still trying to Christmas shop.
You were cutting it close.
Yeah, I've had my tree up for a while. Yeah, I know. Not this year, though. This year, the only thing I did not do, which I never really do, but I said I was going to try to do, was send out Christmas cards. Mm. Terrible at that, you know, and I get them in the mail and I'm like, man, I don't have that in me.
I've never done that.
One day, really, you know what? Mm-mm. I think I've done it once or twice and I fall off any other time. So maybe next year, maybe with all the Christmas sales, I will buy me a box of Christmas cards and then do them far out in advance and just have them sitting in my office and ready to go for next year. So right at the brink, I can just throw them suckers in the mail and people can get them early.
I just really hate my handwriting, right? If I have beautiful handwriting, you know, we're both writers, so we like to write anyway. But if I had pretty penmanship, I think I would do it. I think what's embarrassing for me is I absolutely loathe my handwriting. It's so ugly.
So I have a better way for you to do this, which is what I do, because I hate the one time I did do it. What I did was I took a little bit slightly bigger label, like a mailing label, and wrote the message in it from, you know, from me or whatever. And I stuck them inside.
Oh.
And then I just labeled them. Yeah. So I didn't have to sign anything. It was because that's a whole lot. So all of them were going to say the same thing. So I just put a label inside and called it a day.
Because I don't have a problem with signing my name. It's just the actual, like, writing it out. So I'm going to have to try that whole label thing. I can just sign my little signature. Fine. Yeah.
Or you can do like I do. I have a,
Don't you have a stamp?
I do have a stamp with my signature. I have a signature stamp. And it has been a lifesaver, although I've only used it a few times. But it is a lifesaver. I'm telling you, it is a huge lifesaver. I need one that's a little bit bigger because this one's a very small one. But, of course, it's for small, you know, regular paper things. But for signatures on, like, cards and whatnot. In my book, you know, I can just stamp it, even though I personally sign books right now. But, I mean, it won't hurt for me to have a stamp later on. But I don't know. I'll decide that later.
And I know I told you this earlier, but I absolutely love your hair right now.
Thank you.
I think it's so pretty. Oh my gosh. I absolutely love it.
Thank you. And you know, very seldom am I pressed out. But after I took my braids out, I needed to trim my hair. And so to give myself a trim, I have to blow it and straighten it. So it's been this way. And so all I do is just wrap it. And today I actually put curls in it because I had I had some stuff, interviews and stuff to do, which is kind of my norm. But so I was like, oh, I think I'll pop some curls in. And
it is so nice. Morgan. My daughter is actually going to get hers straightened because we're leaving to go to the mountains, the Blue Mountains of Georgia on the 27th.
Okay.
So we are going, well, she's going to get her hair straightened because, you know, in the cold weather, it's going to last. It's not going to frizz up or anything. So it's going to be great. So, yeah.
That's why mine is pressed out. Although I put a temporary keratin treatment in it.
Oh, okay.
Which yesterday it rained and it doesn't bother it at all.
Oh, it did good.
I know. You know, one thing about being natural is that, girl, you know, as soon as that water hit, my hair
spiral curl.
Instant curl. That's right. It hits that instant curl. So I don't know. I'm just, I love it, but I don't miss my straight hair. I'm looking at it like, I think I'm ready to go back to my curls, which is, to me, makes me feel really good because I used to be in love with my straight hair so much that I used to say, no one will ever see me with my curly hair. So for me now, it's the opposite where people keep saying, oh, I love your hair straight. And I'm thinking, you know, and I told my friend online, I said, you know, dirty hair always does the best.
Yes.
You know, it curls the best. It holds the curls the longest. And, you know, so it's good to do before you wash out. So,
yeah. Yeah.
You know, it's not going to be like this for a long time. Although I'm trying to decide now before I go and wash it and blow it straight again or wash it and just wear curls. I'm trying to decide if I'm going to braid my hair up this week. Before we go to Alabama, we're going to Alabama for Christmas. So I have to decide those things.
Yeah, you got some decisions to make.
I know. Thank you for the compliments for the hair.
Yeah, because I really like it.
So you know what? Today is Wednesday. And like every Wednesday, we, you know, give our women crushes of the day. So who are you crushing on today?
I am crushing on a Dr. Jamie Murch. She is amazing. So she is the owner of the Institute for Creative Mindfulness. And so it's a therapy organization, but they do a lot of mindfulness and yoga and grounding techniques and EMDR. And just her entire approach to the field of helping. So part of her organization partnered with the Loveland Foundation, and the Loveland Foundation is a Black foundation that helps individuals pay for therapy. Well, they sponsored a certain amount of Black therapists to become EMDR trained and certified clinicians, which is extremely huge because when I did my own EMDR training, I had to pay $1,600 for it. Well, because they partnered with the Loveland Foundation, they were able to train 30 Black clinicians in EMDR. So you multiply, you know, multiply that to see how much money they were able to give, because they saw, well, she saw that there is a huge disproportionate of individuals who are not individuals of color who are trained in EMDR. And she thinks that there's a lack of representation when individuals are going to search for this particular treatment modality. So I think that's absolutely amazing. I think it's fabulous. Kudos to her. She's actually a white woman, but she is, I can honestly say, an ally for Black Lives Matter. She not just talks the talk, but like she puts resources behind it. And I just want to give her kudos. So she's my Woman Crush Wednesday.
Okay, that is so awesome. You know what? I had one that I was going to say, but now I'm going to change mine. My woman crush is not even a woman crush. It's a girl crush, you know, because with what you have just shared for a gift, I'm going to really have to crush on Morgan for so many reasons. First of all, from the moment I don't know, you're laughing, because from the moment I met this young so at her perspective on life and her tenacity for seeing things and asking questions about things and being 13 and heavily opinionated.
Very.
So it's also a testament to how you raised her. But I think that when you have such a young lady whose perspective about life and love and that journey of just confidence and just so much stuff exudes from her, so many great characteristics exude from her, that you can tell this is going to be one of our future leaders. And that makes such a significant difference. So, you know, kudos to you, but definitely my little crush is for my very heavily outspoken and opinionated little lady, Morgan.
Oh,
you had tattooed on you with her name spelled wrong.
And she will not let me forget it. She will not let me live it down. She was like, well, you got my name spelled wrong. You can't even spell your own daughter's name right. I'm like, and the guy asked you 3 times. I'm like, okay, Morgan. All right.
Yes. But so I think I'm looking forward to seeing her growth in the future, especially the inspiration that she's getting ready to really start coming out, you know, with. And I'm going to be 100% like auntie, you know, pseudo auntie to back her in whatever it is that she wants to do. I definitely want to be in her corner to make sure that she does that, especially as a content writer.
Yes.
And that's what she wants to do. And that's what she.
See, and it's so,
you know,
funny.
They truly say, you know, it takes a village and more than one inspiration.
Oh yeah. It's funny because she loves journalism. But she says she doesn't know if she wants to go into it because she doesn't feel like the journalists are real journalists. They're more like people who are just talking about current events and not people who actually went to school for journalism. So, and she said, I don't really know if I want to be paid to do that. So she's waiting until we find out in March if she got into the medical magnet program, because she still wants to be a doctor. That's still her passion. She still wants to do that. She may just want to be a researcher though, and research, and part of research is writing your research. So.
That's very true. That is very true. So, you know, she will see her published in many medical journals, medical research journals and whatnot, you know.
Hope
you never
so.
Know.
Hope so. We're gonna put that into the atmosphere because.
What I'm saying, she might change and just not do research, but actually be a doctor.
Yeah.
So, you know, but either way, you have opportunities to write. You just have less time to write if you're a actual physician.
Yeah.
So. And you're seeing patients all day. So, you know, kudos off to her. So, you know what, today we don't really have a specific topic because one of the things that we wanted to do was look back on this journey of 2020 and COVID and our guest and just really talk about, you know, you, this was your first podcast.
Yeah. Hosting. Yeah.
And then, you know, second, you're just being on this journey and you have to see this growth. You know, I'm curious to see what you thought about, you know, being a part of the Herspiration Happy Hour brand and, you know, just looking forward to, you know, what's coming in 2021 and where you would like to see this go. So let's start off with our guest first. Who would you say has been one of your favorite guests on here?
Maybe one of my most entertaining guests was David Moore.
Okay.
The one with the multiple and sleeping with other people's women. Yes. And
you know what, that was hands down on my list of best of best guests. Oh my gosh, that was so interesting. But you know what, I think it for me it was entertaining, no doubt.
It was entertaining,
but
yes,
but it also gave me another look at a way to view relationships and because even look at what's really popular now is what, polyamory?
Yeah, polyamory. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's another, you know, even though polyamory is, it's, that's more, is, I don't know if that's more of a marriage thing or
no,
whatever,
no. It's rate, relationship.
It's just having multiple relationships with other people, with other relationships in your relationship. Okay.
Yeah.
But it gave some definition to that, even though that's not what our topic was on. It was on open relationships, but isn't polyamory a form of open relationship?
Yes.
So yeah, it was very interesting that now I'm really, there's a lot of polyamory out going, you know, being discussed and, you know, being shown in media and whatnot. But before, it was all you really heard of was just having an open relationship. So, I mean, and his perspective on it and why he does not believe in monogamous relationships. Mm-hmm. it was a spin, but he was definitely entertaining. No doubt.
Yes. I enjoyed that one. I really, 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 really enjoyed our conversation with Miss Angie Stone. That was one that we had in person. And so that was one of the ones. I'm not sure if our listeners got to experience that with us, but that was one of our live ones that I really enjoyed. Who else? Oh gosh, we've had so many great people.
The one with Angie Stone, we didn't get a chance to do the one with Angie Stone in terms of releasing it because of the filming issues that we had surrounding that episode. That which is very unfortunate. So we're really hoping that we can have her back on, even if it's not in person. You know, we can at least have her back on just for, you know, because her interview was absolutely amazing and the things that she was saying and doing. I'm trying to figure out the best way to even release a little bit of the audio.
Yeah.
Of it. And, you know, maybe
I think
we'll
why
do
it was
in,
my
in
favorite.
Year, but it's-
I think I liked it because we were all together. Even though the viewers and the listeners could not see or hear us, for me, a part of my journey and being a part of Herspiration Happy Hour was us coming together and our ability to be sitting on the same sofa next to each other. So that's why use that one as one of my reference points, because I appreciated that. And it's almost like the same personality and how we are thousands of miles away from each other. It's the same energy, probably even better, like in person.
Yes, it definitely was. You know, I will say that time was probably the best time, because not only did we really get to see the dynamic, but we got to feel the dynamic between us and the energy. I mean, the energy is one way when we are online like this, you know, virtual, but it was something really, really special about all of us connecting. Cause you know, sometimes it's one way, and then when you get together, but it was a sisterhood, an even more stronger sisterhood when we all got together. So that was absolutely an amazing time. It would have been that without Angie Stone, but the fact that we got to kumbaya and get to know each other's energy together with Angie Stone, that was just really nice. It was a hectic day, and it was hot, but all, you know, during the photo shoots. But we had so much fun. We had a really great weekend. You know, we really had a great weekend together. So we definitely have to make sure that we are more present with that in 2021. One of my other really favorite guests was Chi Lochi.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Because we had one topic with her and then she spent it and we
were totally shifted.
It was a total shift about her journey from wanting to commit suicide and then moving into just her positive space. That was the transparency in that episode was just, you know, indescribable almost. And then it was one of those self-reflections, like, you know, maybe it's one of those times where you really need to soul search to get out of different places, but what motivates you to come out?
And so I thought
that what she was saying was so empowering and encouraging that it put her up in my top guest for sure.
I also really like Katrina Pope.
Oh, yeah.
That was a really good episode as well. And because that was, I believe, like in the real thick of Ahmaud Arbery and every Breonna Taylor and George Floyd, because I want to say like that was the week I think I took off and I was like going out of my mind. Like the passion I think that all of us was able to bring to that particular episode was needed. I think the space for us to be able to be vulnerable and talk about how we were feeling during that time, I really enjoyed that because I felt like I had an outlet to be able to vent. So, especially about
protecting, you know, the Black woman and, you know, from date rape and just it was so much with that episode too. Yeah, she's definitely on the list of favorites for 2020. So let's talk about 2020 and the COVID. I think one of I think it was a transition because you all really, you know, COVID happened in March and we started having discussions. And we ended up putting stuff out a month early.
Mm-hmm.
And so, whereas we really, I think, got to know each other thanks to COVID.
Because I think it slowed us down.
It slowed us down. But we also, remember, we pushed out episodes every single week.
Yes. And so it seemed like the weeks were going by super fast. It was like, oh my gosh, we've already put out 10 episodes already. Oh my goodness. You know, and so I think that was great. And I think it says something to our ability to really just connect on a deeper level where it wasn't just kind of like a regular partnership. It was a sisterhood. It was a friendship. And I got to know you on a different level, you know, that maybe had we not taken the time to really figure out, okay, what's happening, what's going on, what we want to talk about, strategizing, really figuring out all of that, we wouldn't have never had the opportunity to get to where we are. And especially what we're preparing for 2021 in regards to Girlfriend Hill, like a year ago, it wasn't even on my radar. you know, yeah. And then having not just, you know, a co-host to have a relationship with, but someone I really consider as a dear friend who, if mm-hmm. I'm having something, if I feel like I'm carrying something, I can give her a call and be like, oh my God, I feel like I want to jump off the bridge. Like, you know, I really appreciate that, you know? And so, yeah. And talking, you know, just us being able to talk through different things, you know, I really appreciate, and I don't take our friendship for granted. Yes, we used to talk more, but life is just going super crazy.
You know what? I think I do notice there has been a shift a little bit. But you know what? The good thing is that our times are very intentional when we do get to talk. I mean, yes. this is one of the things that happens when you're super busy and you have all of these things going on, but it's still work being done. Yes. You know what I'm saying? I think that's one of the good things. But then you also said in the beginning, oh, I'm only good at this, this, and this, and you're going to have to
look.
So, but that raw honesty has been helpful because it makes me know, okay, let me slow myself down because I know that you're going a mile a minute. And unless I reach out sometimes, because I'm working on a lot of the administrative stuff, that if I need something from you, you'll deliver, but I have to, you know, find I have to find time for me to slow down and say, okay, I'm at this spot where now I need her. And so you've always been very present in those moments. Otherwise, you know, I'll just keep going. I'll just keep going. But that's what makes really great, powerful relationships, you know, when it comes to business. And then I also know that if I text you and I needed you, no matter how busy you are, you would make time for me, even if it means you're walking to lunch. And it's like, I'm on my lunch break. Let's talk. So
I'm tired. Why did I drive over here? Why am I walking?
It has been a huge outlet for me. Or really late at night, you know, when I text, like, I'm not okay. Yeah. You know, I don't know what's wrong, but I'm not okay. And it's like, okay, you know, no matter what, it's like you've made that time for me with intent and with care and with that love and bond that friendships and sisterhoods have. So I'm thankful to have that from you. I'm thankful to have that with Louisa. And I'm so glad that our dynamic is really a true sisterhood.
Yeah. And we're so different, but it works.
I know.
It works.
Well, you and I aren't that different.
Well, no.
Yeah, we're not that different, but the dynamic for what all of us do and what we bring to the brand is absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
I have to say I'm very proud of me because I myself am not deliberately, but I've not missed an episode.
I think I've missed two.
I have to pat myself on the back because I'm thinking to myself, have I missed an episode?
Did I miss an episode when I had COVID?
I think we didn't film or record while you had COVID because we had so many.
Oh, yeah.
That we was able to really take healthy breaks. And that was, you know what, I will say that was one of the things that I loved about COVID is that we were able to work on all of our independent projects because yeah. We were going so hard during the beginning of COVID that can you imagine if we did not release every week in May and June, we would probably be good until next year. We wouldn't even be having a holiday episode.
You know, it would have been pre-recorded.
You know what? Yeah, seriously. Well, it would have had to be pre-recorded at some point, but no, we would have already had so many things happen. I would also say that, you know, 2020 was so different because of the whole Black Lives Matter movement.
Mm-hmm.
And oh God, with the elections and just all of the craziness and the uproar of 2020, I'm really looking forward to, you know, 2021 as this, yes. You know, and I'm excited about it actually.
And I'm so glad the Electoral College has cast all their votes and he has more than his 270 needed. Now all of the naysayers can go away. They're still going to be talking, but they can't say, oh, media don't call elections. Well, guess what? The Electoral College has spoken and President Joe Biden will be our next president.
Which I have to say, I'm a little bit disappointed. The elections was back in November. It's almost January. No. This has probably been the weirdest. I mean, this has been the weirdest damn year for so many reasons, including the damn elections.
This has been the weirdest last four years.
Well, yeah, the last 4 years have been weird. But when you got down to the election, we was all expecting something very different. Well, some people predicted he would have a fucking fool. But, I did not expect it to have to go this long. I mean, he should have conceded a long time ago. It would have made things a lot easier. It would have made decisions move a lot easier. But, you know, temper tantrums of, you know, I don't know. All I will say is mental health is real.
It is. It actually absolutely is, you know, and I'm just glad that we can go into 2021. Better. I'm not going to say how much better because that's to be determined, but I'm hoping that everything that has happened in 2020 with losses and things that maybe we've been working on, better versions of ourselves, better coping skills, more empowerment, more motivation. I'm hoping that every lesson that we have been able to learn in 2020 because of a tale of unfortunate events, we can take what we've learned into 2021 and regardless of what it shows us or reveals to us, we are better able to navigate the waters that come.
I definitely agree. I 100% agree. But, you know, so let me ask you this. What do you think 2020 did for you professionally and personally? I mean, I used to look at it in a very negative light as far as like 2021 was, or 2020 was a huge setback, but it ended up not being a setback for me. But so I'm going to hear, before I share my perspective, I want to hear yours.
Because I move a mile a minute, and my brain is very ADHD, it gave me the opportunity to sit still and to really listen to my creative flow. I was able to trademark the wow effect. I was able to create the girlfriend therapist. I was really able to defining and strategizing my brand so that I can package it the way that I want it to be packaged. I remember talking to myself and saying, you know, like, let me think about, why would someone pick me as a therapist? Well, I want to be the therapist who people are comfortable with, who they just see as a girlfriend who just happens to be their therapist. And I was like, oh my God, like, that's it. The girlfriend therapist. So it just kind of like hit me just like that. And the same thing happened with the title for Girlfriend Heal, because that came, you know, girlfriend therapist. Well, what are we talking about? We talking about healing. Girlfriend heal. Like that's what you do. And then I know I was sharing with you, like, you were the first person who I told about Girlfriend Heal. Like the absolute very first person that I told about Girlfriend Heal. And then, you know, you have a parallel what's the word I'm looking for?
Brand.
I was going to say product. and so we just kind of like, why don't we put it together? Okay. This can be a conference that we take around. And it's so funny how ideas become reality. Mm-hmm. And everything starts with a thought. And I don't think that anything happens by accident, because I... Was that? maybe this was a few days later mm-hmm. when I had to call you and you had talked me off the ledge, but we were already having a conversation about Girlfriend Hill and I was so excited. And then I think I called you and I was like, I don't even want to write anymore.
I know.
But, you know, we were able to talk through that and you helped me. And I was able to really see that, yeah, I was kind of overreacting. But at the same time, I think I needed that opportunity to even be able to process and talk that through. Mm-hmm. So now, you know, back to writing and everything that I needed to do. But I think 2020 for me, business-wise, has been a very polishing year. Whereas, you know, you have your business, but it's not quite refined. Mm-hmm. You do what you do, but just tuning and refining and really promoting the brand. That's what 2020 has done for me. It really gave me the opportunity to figure out, okay, you know what? I'm go ahead and just fill out the application and start working on my PhD. So yeah, I'm gonna do it. So yeah.
Well, you know, for me, 2020 was interesting. I mean, for one, because, you know, I work full time. So, you know, there was never an issue where money was concerned for me, you know.
Yeah.
I think for me, the hardest transition was, you know, now working from home full time. And I was already working at home, you know,
yes. part time. Yes.
Businesses and being in one space and confined for, you know, 16, 18, you know, hour days, that got to me. You know what I'm saying? And I didn't realize how much it got to me until I was gone for a few weeks. But it really, to me, when I had, you know, I had conferences, I had, you know, book signings and all of that stuff that got pushed to the side. But the one thing that it did for me is it gave my voice to the world.
Mm.
You know, when for me, because if I just thought to myself, if I would have been out there and I probably would have had to work much harder to sell tickets for my, you know, my conference conferences this year, it would have probably been harder. But so now my voice has its own platform and my voice is out there and I've made impact and people have come to me for interviews, you know, and while I've, you know, my PRs have been really great at getting my, you know, voice heard out there. It's really been an interesting year where I had made this huge shift where now I'm doing interviews. I'm interviewing people and I'm writing, you know, writing up interviews on Medium. And I have other magazines and whatnot that I'm going to be contributing to.
Yeah.
You know, I was in Forbes. That was a big thing for me. My, you know, my podcast baby brand, which, you know, both the podcast and my company, first company, turned 3 years old this year. So to see all of those things flourish and never fall through, but get stronger was an enlightenment for me. And so sometimes it's not about the money, it's about sustainability. And
right.
To do that and be successful at it, where I have different doors that are opening up for me that I would have never seen.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm loving and living in this new light that for me, I used to love to be in the shadows of things. I'm like, no, I love making a difference as long as I'm not on the forefront, you know? And I've really been thrown out there. And so now for me, seriously, I have looked at life differently. And I'm in a much enriching space where 2021, I'm excited about the difference and the changes for my brands.
Mm.
And I, you know, even though Godspeed, I mean, I have courses that's coming out. My book is a little bit delayed, but it's not going to be delayed that much, you know, because my companies are so busy, you know, the one Clark and Hill is so
yeah.
busy. All I'm doing is writing and writing and writing. And I'm like, when do I have time to write for myself? When every time I turn around, I have.
You're writing. Yes. You know, yes.
I'm writing blogs, but then I'm getting requests for interviews, you know, to interview different people, either written or in video. And I'm looking at how, like you, I developed my brand, Unapologetic, with Dr. G. But at first, it was a solo, unapologetic moment with Dr. G, but it was just me. And then I was like, you know, I have an opportunity. All of these people are coming. Let me have other people have an unapologetic moment. So that has really kicked off. And I didn't think it would go that fast, but the fact that for the most part, I've gotten over 5,000 views, sometimes over 12,000 views,
which is great.
Single episode, that says a lot for me, you know, on IGTV anyway. And then I finally was able to be comfortable enough to launch my YouTube channel. And so now I'm boosting that up. Mm-hmm. So where video content is much harder to maintain, but I'm doing it and I'm excited about it. And I can't wait for 2021. And so, you know what, let's talk about some changes that are going to be coming up for 2021 with Herspiration Happy Hour. I know one is that there will be visual content.
Go YouTube!
Our YouTube channel, even though we have one, we've not really put much on it. And so there will be a lot more of seeing us in our, you know, just enjoying, because I think knowing and understanding the sisterhood is so important. And three sisters, this, you know, not biological sisters, but the sisterhood between the three of us, I think people should be able to see that, because a lot of people think that Black women cannot just
work together,
you know, work together. And so I'm really, really and truly excited about that. And I won't say right now, but, you know, it's pitching to, you know, other networks for Herspiration Happy Hour to become something bigger than what I was expecting when I first created it. You know, well, it was co-founded, but it was always my baby.
Yeah.
From a spinoff from the Herspiration brand. So the fact that when I thought about Herspiration Happy Hour, I've never changed it from wanting to be a fun outlet, a fun, free flowing outlet that is authentic in who I am. And so when I chose to bring on you and Louisa, it was because your energy was just, it radiated the same way mine did.
Right.
So that's one of the things that I'm looking forward to, is having more present time or available. That means I have to maybe, you know, do myself up a little bit
easier for me to do my hair now, because you know.
Well, yours is always easy right now because it's short and it's literally a wash. You know what? Mine is typically a wash and go, but you always beat to the nines too. You're always put together. Me and Louisa both, we get on here and we're like, you know, okay, Louisa sometimes still putting her hair together. And yeah, me is just like, yeah, okay. But, you know, I'm not a big makeup fan, although I'm wearing some today.
So yes. I'm
feeling fabulous.
And your eyes match your shirt.
I know. Look, my eyes match my shirt and my damn hair.
Yes. If I want to call you Autumn right now, that's your name for this show, Autumn.
I'm so feeling every bit of Autumn too. So.
Yay!
Yeah.
But I think that this ride has been great. I am super excited to see what 2021 brings for us and what it does for us and what doors are just opened for us. And I know Louisa's not here, but for everything that she is doing with the acting and the directing and the producing and everything like that, I'm just so excited to see what 2021 has in store for all of our brands. I'm not saying there's going to be a cakewalk and a walk in the park. I'm not unrealistic in that sense, but I know we are going to be further along than where we are now. And I'm just excited for all of us.
I am. I'm very excited about everything that we are doing, and, you know, individually and together. And I love that we all support each other. You know, I'll be seeing you a lot more, you know, because we have our conference that we are putting together and working all of those kinks out and whatnot. But I'm really excited about that. You know, the way and the direction of the conference and what it really stands about is really about healing.
Mm-hmm.
And and bringing about girlfriend bonds.
Yeah.
I think that's one of the most significant things. It's like, you know, it's not just a girlfriend heal. It's creating a community where, you know, people are not alone having to heal by themselves. And, you know, sometimes one person's story can uplift another one, another person who might feel like they are alone. So when we have the girlfriend heal, you know, we are unapologetically going to put ourselves in a space for freeness and openness and healing.
So yes.
Forward to it.
Absolutely.
Up here, Orlando's first.
Yes. You know what? I was telling some of the ladies that attended the girlfriend heal 6-week course, and they were all excited because, you know, some of them were in New York, some were in Orlando, some were in Palm Beach. And they were like, oh, my God, because they didn't meet each other. They only met through the class. And I was telling them that Orlando is going to be our first stop. They were like, oh, what if we all meet up to go to the conference, but we meet so that we can meet each other in person? I was like, whatever y'all decide, that's great. I said, I would love to have all of you, you know, come to the conference.
Oh, I know. Look, you never know. It might end up being a girlfriend heal, you know, unapologetic transformation retreat at some point. You never know.
Oh, yes.
When you have sister bonds that put, you know, you put some dynamic people together, you just never know. So what we will put out there is that, you know, if you are in Orlando, Chicago, or Portland, and you want to be a speaker, there'll be, you know, speaker calls coming out very soon. I still owe you that form. It's my drop right now. I still owe you that form. Here, there are so many. If you saw all my backlog of things that's going on right now, oh my gosh, I have like 2 interviews to write up and 14.
Well, every time you post something, I'm like looking at it. I like, you know, I try to catch all of your unapologetic moments. I don't know which account I'd be posting from. I don't know if it's Boundless Living. I don't know if it's Cortina. I don't know if it's the girlfriend therapist, whatever I happen to be on. I'm just like, oh, I like this. Like the one with Cheryl Lee Ralph is so funny because I remember in like 2008, I have a picture with me and her, and her diva when she, you know, HIV and AIDS, that's what I started in. And I still have my diva shirt. It's a,
The diva bedazzle
ribbon. With Diva going across it in red. So, I was like, oh my God.
Super awesome. Oh yeah. She was so amazing.
Yeah.
That's another thing that this year gave me so many blessings that, you know, between talking with Jackie's boy and Stone and Corinne Hawthorne and being on a call with Marvin Sapp and, Frank Kirkland and just so many different people and these opportunities. And then just this, you know, just yesterday with George Lynch, you know, former NBA player from North Carolina, for his foundation and stuff. So just saying, I mean, this year has been amazing in the amount of people that I've had to meet that are doing some amazing things.
That is awesome. That is so, so great. But like I said, I'm just excited for all of us. We're going to have some new and improved spicy drinks and mocktails and cocktails for next year.
I know. You know, I'm looking forward to our New Year's one because, you know, we would have, you know, hopefully there'll be some direction for COVID and, you know, just different information out there, you know, new guests. We never know. It'll be just more dynamic conversations. And more free-flowing conversations as well. You know,
yes, so
I'm really looking forward to a lot of that, especially some of the live ones that we will do. And, you know, just bringing some heavy-hitting conversations, you know, that make people uncomfortable. But that's our goal, is to have uncomfortable conversations that are realistic.
Absolutely. It's so funny. One of our guests that we were going to have, Harold the artist, he was just on The View. No, not The View. The one with Tia or Tamara. What's that one?
Oh, she's no longer on it, but you're talking about The Real.
The Real. Yes, The Real. That's, and I was like, look at us. Okay.
I know. Okay. Oh, you know what? As a matter of fact, I feel Shirley Ralph was recently on The Real.
I feel special.
I got an interview before The Real did.
Absolutely. You know, we were in talks and everything, but we know he had an unfortunate passing situation that prevented him from being able to come.
But we'll have him on in 2021. And
yeah,
there'll be a few celebs and artists and, you know, entrepreneurs, you know, that we will be highlighting and, you know, having on our show in 2021. So, you know, everybody's just going to have to stay tuned. So where can people connect with you at?
You can connect with me at The Girlfriend Therapist on all social media platforms. That's what 2020 did for me. Streamline all the brands. Yes, The Girlfriend Therapist on all social media platforms. And I do want to add that I will be the first president-elect, or I was elected the first Black president-elect for the Mental Health Counselors of Central Florida board. That's huge. If you know anything about the Central Florida area, Florida is a red state. Orlando, not particularly, but every surrounding county around it is very red. So that's huge to be able to be the first Black president-elect and then the first Black president. So
congratulations. Big time. There's even more reason to celebrate.
Yes.
You know, 2021 coming in. And so for me, you can reach me on all platforms at I Am Dr. P. Gurley, YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. And for the Herspiration brand, you can reach us at on Instagram at Herspiration Happy Hour, Facebook at Herspiration Happy Hour, and on Twitter at Herspiration HH, because it's too long. And then, of course, you can check out our YouTube channel that's coming. You know, it's Herspiration Happy Hour YouTube channel. We're going to be posting a lot more content on there because we definitely want to start connecting with our listeners, which, by the way, I'm very, very proud that our numbers literally more than doubled in downloads. So I myself, and I'm sure Cortina and Louisa absolutely appreciate all of our listeners, you know, for tuning in, you know, even though we only release twice a month, it still is very powerful to be able to make such a difference of people to enjoy. So drop comments, you know, leave a rating, you know, that's how you get known and market for people to find us.
Yes.
And,
yes.
You know, and you never know there, you know, you'll be soon be able to catch a Herspiration Happy Hour just from your phone without even having to go very far on any other platform because it will be on an app.
Yay.
That's one of the things that that's a surprise that I have coming up for 2021. Both of my brands or my companies are now going to be in the Google App Store and then the iOS App Store. So I'm really excited about that. So,
yay!
I know. Change. And because Herspiration is a part of and predominantly funded by I Am Dr. P. Gurley, you know, in terms of a lot of that, the stuff behind it, it's going to be definitely accessible on the app, and every episode pushes to the website for the Herspiration Happy Hour brand. So I'm really excited about everything that we have going on, and we look forward to, you know, 2021. Everybody have a really safe and happy new year and Merry Christmas and everything. Mask up, 6 feet apart, wash your fucking hands.
Absolutely.
Don't just rely on hand sanitizer. You know, stay safe out here because it is really, really real. And we want to make sure and have you as a listener next year and then perhaps even attending some of our conferences and book signings that we have going on next year,
yes,
both domestic and international.
Yeah,
I know. So, you know, to everybody out there, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year's, and cheers.